It's the Lunchtime Lowdown's 2UE Money Show for Park Monkey. Parking has evolved. Visit parkmonkey.com.au. Now, last week, Peter, we had an interesting question from one of our listeners in regards to lost shares.
Yeah, that's right. And I started getting a stockbroker on who would, you know, really know how to cover it. I suspect, you know, that at the end of the day, if a company wanted to pay some money to someone who went missing in action, that could be overseas, they could have moved addresses or whatever, the money is going to be held somewhere. It may well be held by a state authority. But let's find out exactly what happens. We've got Mark Southwell-Keeley from Select Equities. I told you, there are some real old-fashioned stockbrokers still around. Hey, Mark.
Thanks, Peter. There are fewer of us in number, but there's still a few of us hanging out.
How do you remain competitive, mate? Because a lot of people often just buy on price, and that's why online does well. But what do you do to keep yourself competitive?
There are still a few areas and a few things that computers haven't worked out what to do, or humans still do better than computers. And in the areas of advice, whether or not that's advice to a corporate or it's advice to an institution or it's advice to a high net worth or retail investor, good quality advice and the ability to analyse what's going on and have a view about the future, that's still a field where humans tend to do it better than a computer. And similarly, there are various dealing areas. For example, say Select Equities, we do a lot of dealing in small companies, and quite often we're dealing in blocks of stock between institutions or between directors and the market. And the area of solicitation is another field that computers haven't really worked out how to do that, or people haven't worked out how to program that into a computer.
Okay, so just to make it understandable for normal people, Mark, we've got some normal people out here, solicitation. But basically,
who hasn't been solicited?
But basically what you're saying is, if, for example, there was a listing, there's a good chance you might get a block of shares that your clients can get access to where other people might find it harder.
Well, that's absolutely right, Peter. Yeah. But, you know, the area of inviting, where you invite an offer from someone, which I suppose I'm using technical language.
You are.
But where you're trying to match two parties together in a large or a liquid line of stock, that's it's a difficult task, and generally people do that better than computers.
Yep, for sure. I know I use you when I'm in a hurry, and I know if I leave it to myself, I'll forget to do it. So I'm happy to pay you to make sure I get those damn stocks. But, Mark, this is a great question. It came from one of our listeners last week. What happens when, for example, someone's issued some stocks, they go missing in action, someone might pass away or whatever, and there might be a takeover, and the takeover company effectively wants to pay all shareholders, but they can't find them. What happens then?
Yeah. Look, in the first part of a takeover process, generally what happens is the company that's acquiring the other company will use the services of a solicitor or a lawyer, and they'll place the purchase monies or consideration into some type of trust fund. That'll be used to then pay the respective shareholders for their consideration. Now, that type of trust structure or that trust account is not going to exist forever. So if there's a situation where the company hasn't been able to find a particular shareholder, at some point that trust account will be closed and the funds would go back to the company. And really that obligation from the company to pay the shareholder will still continue, but it'll be a matter of then following up and locating, tracking down the company and saying, hey, you owe me some money for this takeover.
Yeah, so if I was, say, for example, you know, an owner of a share that the company's gone missing now, can they contact the ASX and say, well, whatever happened to that share of mine? Who now owes it and who would effectively owe me money?
Well, if the person knows the particular original company, so ABC, XYZ, whatever it is, the best first point of contact is either through the broker who they originally acquired the shares or through the share registry where those where the takeover company was held their register.
So companies like Link, would they be a point where you could go to find out that kind of information?
Yeah, absolutely. Link and Computershare, they're the two biggest share registries.
Yeah. So that could be a good starting point for people who want to know.
A very good starting point.
Yeah.
Would the person who owned the shares, would they need any sort of documentation themselves, any old paperwork?
Not necessarily, but it certainly helps. But what the share registries will do if you don't have that kind of information lying around is they'll qualify you. So they'll ask for your full name, your address, or your previous address, as the case may be. And as long as you can appropriately qualify yourself, then you can start that dialogue with the registry.
Good on you, Mark. Appreciate your time today.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Mark Southwell-Keeley, who's a stockbroker with Select Equities.